Tony Chance is one of those people who believe in public service, and he's just optimistic enough to think there are many like-minded people out there. So far, his optimism has borne fruit in environmental cleanup and sustainable development projects. He's the founder of 808 Hui Ohoho'ononua, or 808 HOH, a nonprofit volunteer organization. He's with us to tell us about some upcoming projects, maybe attract a little help. But Tony, first of all, I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you, Chris.
And sort of ask you about your whole dedication to public service. Where do you think it all came from?
Well, basically, I'm a retired Navy combat veteran, and I believe that growing up in an environment, growing up on a boys' ranch out in Arizona, mom and dad both social workers, I just kept the fire burning, and I never got tired of serving our country, our people. And after retirement, I wasn't ready to be retired. So that's where I believe that my fire is coming from.
When you serve something, a higher purpose than yourself, what kind of things does it do to you as an individual?
It makes life have sense. I believe in what I do. It's what I eat, live, breathe, morning, day, and night, that we're on a planet that needs to be taken care of by the people, the Aina. And basically where I believe that we have a purpose to this planet. We're exploring other planets, going to Mars, Moon. But I don't believe that until we take care of our own planet, until we learn how to clean Pearl Harbor, until we come together to clean a sacred place like Hawaii, we haven't actually earned the right to go to any other planet. Let's fix ours first. And again, that's what I believe in.
There's something ugly about the idea of turning the solar system into a trash heap, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're better than that. And seeing how Hawaiians knew how to take care of the planet long before the Westerners came to Hawaii, they knew how to take care of the island. They were connected beyond a spiritual connection that we don't have a concept of. And so I know Hawaiians knew how to do it, so let's get back to that, take care of it, and then we can move on.
You're very much influenced by Hawaiian values. How did that come about?
Well, it all started, to tell you the truth, at Leeward Community College at the Halau there, and the incredible counselors of the Halau. And my very first book that I ever read was Nainoa Thompson's The Voyager, and it changed my life forever. And since then, I want to drink from every fountain. It's just the story of the culture, the story of how the connection to the earth is unbelievable. So that's where it started at.
Tell me about the specific focus of what you're working on now, because it's one thing to want to clean up the planet, it's another to decide which part, right? You can't get the whole thing. So where do you start?
Well, I started, obviously, what was easy to me in my backyard, Waipahu, and walking my dogs every day through the back of the bike path that goes along the Westlock, shores of the Westlock area, and seeing just the amount of trash, seeing the amount of rubbish all over the place, other things that I really don't want to discuss on the air. But yet, I know we're better than that. And really, I don't want to point fingers at, why it was done or who did it. What are we waiting for? I just want to fix it, get it done. That's why I started my organization.
You can get really tied up in the blame thing, and that can be paralyzing.
Absolutely. And I don't want to go down that path.
One of the things that you've seen in your past, aside from three combat tours, as if that weren't enough, was Katrina.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It's combat. They train you to go into combat. The Navy Seabees training to go to combat. But the one thing no one trains you for is how to take your family, your scared family, dogs, your car, all your personal items and make it through one of the most horrific events in United States history, of Hurricane Katrina.
It was really chaotic around you?
It's something that we weren't prepared for. Cell phones down, no infrastructure, but it showed you the resiliency of human beings and what we're capable of, you know. And so, again, that's an incredible event.
Well, in a way, Tony, what you saw was a kind of complete system failure. All the things that you depend on weren't there for you.
Right. And you can't really train to that level of you know, complete failure. Yeah, you know, that when a natural event like that comes in, you can't really plan to that.
Yeah.
You just have to react. And a lot of people came together, and like I said, it shows a human resiliency, which I know that here in Hawaii, the trauma caused by the polluting of sacred lands, we have the resiliency to come back and like continue the greatness of human beings.
So, Tony, you're recruiting volunteers to do what?
Well, here shortly, on coming up on the 15th of October, the Keep the Hawaiian Islands Beautiful, Jordan Marisachi, approached me to come in, do it like a co-hosting of the Lowe's project. We received a $20,000 grant to go into the Pauhala Marsh and do three projects. On the 15th of October, we're doing from 9 to noon, we're doing the stream cleanup there in the Pauhala Marsh. Then on the 29th of October, we're going to do some mangrove removal, the invasive species of the mangrove. And then on the 19th of November, we're going to replant some native species plants within those. Need volunteers, so we're looking for volunteers, as many as we can get, donations, anything we can to get to make this happen.
So wear comfortable clothes, bring water, we'll train you on the spot kind of thing?
You know, not just comfortable clothes. Clothes you don't mind getting muddy and dirty and all
that. I figured that would be part of it.
Yes, sir.
Tony, it's really good to talk to you, and I hope we'll see if we can't send some people your way via our Facebook page.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Tony Chance is a 20-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and the founder of the Hui Ohonua 808, a nonprofit organization focusing on environmental cleanup around Pearl Harbor and sustainable community development projects. The organization was recently awarded a $20,000 grant for stream cleanup, mangrove removal, and the replanting of native plant species. That project begins October 15th, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.